Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim, and our guest today is Jason. We have Effie filling in as well as a guest co-host. So Jason, if you want to go ahead, introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Right, so I'm actually a hardware creator based out of Singapore and China and the US. I travel around pretty frequently and I make stuff.
Awesome, so what specifically do you make and how did you get into it?
I make VR hardware. And that's because I've always been in a VR hardware space. That's why I make VR hardware from very earliest days to now.
So I guess, like, how did you get into the space? So it's like, what made you want to choose the VR space? And because obviously you could have chosen to be in any industry. So like, what made you choose that industry so you could start your career and make these products?
I guess it's out of curiosity. And yeah, that's about it. Nothing much more than that. Yeah.
Sure. So as of right now, what does a typical day look like for you?
Well, I wake up at around noon and I get to my laboratory. I start tinkering around with stuff and then I grab a beer or two for lunch and then probably head out to town to meet my friends. And we go to a VR space together and then just get into the metaverse, you know? And then hang out there, play some games. And in the night, we usually I'll head back to the laboratory again to start working on stuff. And then, yeah, that's very typical. And I typically go to sleep at about 6 a.m.
So like, are you doing that to kind of keep up with your U.S. Customers?
No, not really. They know how to find me if they need me.
Makes sense. So what makes you better than your competition?
Because I'm crazier.
That's funny.
We're unhinged most of the time.
Unhinged. That's probably a good motto to help out. So I'm looking at your website with your products. Now, where are you currently? You mentioned you said at stage two. So what's that mean? Where are you at currently in your business? The process of selling your products?
I only sell to the people that I like. Okay. So if you do not know what these are, you have no business visiting my website.
Sounds good. So when are you going to get to the next stage?
I am happy where I am. And I think that this is working out great for me. I'm very much part of the community. So there is, I do not look at it as, you know, easily just going on to the next stage or whatnot. But I think more of something like, you know, how can I help more people in the community?
Awesome. Yeah,
a big part of what I do is not on the website, actually. You know, like I mentioned that I do have, you know, talk to people about their projects. I help with their projects and I help with their, you know, whatever their interesting stuff that they are doing, you know, things that they're doing. And there are a lot of things that are happening in the VR and metaverse space that many people aren't aware of. And I'm glad that, you know, I'm part of the new generation that might bring about a new kind of economy, or that could be called. Yeah. And yeah, just pretty excited about that. Yeah.
It's exciting. Now, I'm curious for you, what's your main like priority, I guess, with your, you know, your business and just maybe your community for the next 36 months?
I think the main thing will be to see the community, you know, grow within the, actually, put it this way. Have you guys heard of Meta?
Yeah.
Have you guys used Horizon Worlds?
Horizon Worlds?
Yep.
Not me. No.
No, Dan, I've not.
Oh, okay. So you guys are not into the metaverse then?
No, definitely. I mean, I've heard about it, but yeah. Not in the community.
Not too deep into it, yeah.
Right. So if you guys are aware of what's happening, there are lots of exciting things happening. You know, people have pushed big companies have pushed new products into the VR metaverse space. You know, even Apple has done that. So we are ready. We are beginning to see the, you know, big spurt of growth that's going to be incoming over the next, I would say, three to 12 months, not only 6 months. Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Very exciting, yeah. What are some of your biggest challenges, I guess, selling your products and your just business role and life in general, in your past experience?
I don't think that. So if you are at my page, you'll see most of my stuff are sold out.
Yeah.
that's a pretty much normal problem that I have, because I just cannot produce enough to fulfill whatever the community needs. So that will be my biggest challenge, to keep up with demand at the moment, right?
Sure. So in terms of producing more products, like, what specifically are you looking at to help produce more products and to be able to sell more and reach more people?
I think that the simple thing will be I need better partners, better partners, better co-workers. More co-workers and more partners, basically. And also to expand on that a little bit, stuff that I make is very proprietary, right? So, you know, it's not something that everybody will use every day. So it's and because of this, it's not really meant for the mass market. It's very meant for currently very targeted and currently very niche group of people in the community. And because of this, you know, I need to always source for partners and factories, whatever, that will be able to keep up with what I need. And sometimes these factories will feel, ha, okay, so it's a little bit niche, and, you know, it may not be what they want to do in terms of volumes. And
so in terms of finding the right factories, is it more about if they're willing to make the product, right? I guess, like, what do you look for? Because I think when it comes to manufacturing, so many people have challenges of finding factories that are high quality and efficient as well.
Right. So I think it's most of the time, you know, down to the, most of the time it's really down to finding a reliable factory who understand what the needs are. A lot of time, that is the challenge, because let's put it this way. Anybody can make a car, right? But to make a really good electric vehicle, you will need, you know, somebody with the electric vehicle expertise, and not just your average Ford or BMW or, you know, or Mercedes, right? You really need people who has done electric vehicles from day one. So I'm kind of feeling like that is one of the biggest challenges now. Not many people understand, hey, this is some, not people, many people understand how to make something that's new.
Makes sense. So are you utilizing artificial intelligence or machine learning in your business today?
Strangely, this is very old-fashioned, and this is due to the fact that a lot of things that I make are very customized, and you don't actually see them pretty often. You don't actually have a prior point of frame or reference in the more traditional sense. And, you know, if you're at a website, you take a look at some of the straps I do. You know, prior to this, you probably wouldn't have even imagined that, a chest strap is there, or a knee strap is there, or a limb strap is there. But these are all because, yeah, we're venturing into a brave new world. That's why. So a lot of the times I make stuff pretty much by hand, you know, by sewing, by manual labor. And then after that, the design becomes more and more solid. And then we have a, you know, production map of it. And then, yeah, that goes to the factory for production.
Yeah, that makes sense. So obviously you mentioned that you're in Singapore. So how would you say that helps you, if at all, being in a place like that where you have a lot of entrepreneurs and you have, you know, lots of networking opportunities and tech folks?
Like I say, I travel around a lot. So always, I travel around a lot, and the people that I like to interact with is not really another entrepreneur or a financier or something like that, but actually people within the community. So, you know, this average guy who spends like 2 or 3 hours in virtual reality playing games, exploring stuff, these are the kind of people that I like to talk to, and that's where I, get a lot of my inspiration from.
Very nice. Now, I'm also curious, like when you started your journey into this brave new world, what would have been like some advice you wish you had known prior to starting your journey and all this exploration that you maybe know now?
That's a good one.
Thanks.
Well, I think that one of the main things would be I wish somebody had told me that it would take so much work. And well, I'm glad that the work gets mixed with fun and happiness, but
Sure.
nobody told me that it's a lot of because if you want to go and meet people in a community, you really have to travel. You really have to spend quite a fair bit of time within the metaverse. So, for example, I do not know how many hours have you guys spent inside VR or even the metaverse,
Little
but
bit.
personally, I have a record of about probably 60,000 hours,
Oh, wow.
inside the metaverse, wearing
Wow.
a headset, wearing a headset. So, yeah, that's a lot of time. So.
That's cool. So, you mentioned obviously that you're a gamer and you work with gamers, but in terms of business use cases for VR and in terms of what you're building, I mean, what do you see? I mean, for example, like for me, I look at real estate. I see real estate is a big opportunity for VR. People can put on a headset, they can see exactly, they can feel like they're in the home before they buy it. I mean, I guess if you thought of that, or what other business use cases do you feel, even now in the next few years, in terms of opportunities out there for VR?
I do not focus on very much business use cases because I do not pander to the rich corporates. No
Sure.
fucking way. Yeah.
It's
So
good. It's good.
I am a very independent, coming in from the community kind of person. So I prefer to focus on the individual, on the guys who are using VR, inside VR chat, inside the VR social networks. Yeah, I would very much like to focus more on them rather than on any business use cases that might arise out of it should come from naturally. And yeah, that's what I think. It
Excellent.
should not be I do not want to be forced to take my become a very, very commercialized company with what I do and be forced by corporates to move in a certain way or a certain speed. No, that's not what I want. I would like very much to control how I do it, when I do it, who I do it with.
Makes sense. What's I guess your favorite, I guess, games and activities to do in the VR world?
Oh, VR chat. That's the one.
VR chat, okay. VR chat. Very
Yeah,
cool.
that's the one. Yeah, that's the
Now,
one that I spent so much time in.
so I've done a couple hours. My cousin, he has a couple VR games. So I've done a few hours with him. But what I'm also curious for you. Like you mentioned, there's a lot of exciting things that are going to come out in the VR world. What are you think like some of the biggest changes that we're going to see in a year from now?
I think that what we can see for sure will be, with Apple announcing their virtual reality headset, or what they call it, term it as spatial computing, I think we're going to see an influx. The main thing is we're going to see the community expand and, more people coming into VR. I think, yeah, that's one of the big main things. And, probably wearing a headset, a HMD, will not be so foreign or would not look so weird anymore.
Makes sense. Anyone who wants to, I guess, join the community and kind of reach out to you and see your website, maybe you want to tell them what your website is and the best way for them to contact you.
Yeah, just go to eozvr.com and probably they could find me and send me an email or just at Twitter. Yeah.
Okay, great. Well,
Yeah.
Jason, this was a lot of fun talking to you. Definitely gave us some nice insights about the new world we're about to enter. So you have a great day, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
Thanks,
Thanks.
Jason. Bye bye.
Bye.